The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Ethan Hewitt with KMA Land Shenandoah and Aaron Summers with the Pocahontas Record Democrat. Ethan, can you start us off with a question for Senator Grassley?
So, thank you, Senator, for having us here again. We had the inauguration of President Donald Trump yesterday. Just give us your overall thoughts of seeing that transition of power through and some of your, takeaways from the priorities that the president laid out yesterday.
I'll let you ask me about specific priorities, but I think the two that I would mention would be energy and the border. And he made it very clear, both in his speech yesterday and in the executive orders he signed last night, and you would have seen some of that on television if you had it on TV. He kind of had a news conference as he was signing, and I see that there were just a massive number of people in the Oval Office with him. Anyway, I think that I'll sum up my answer to your question is, You heard pretty much what he wants to do the next 4 years. That isn't any different than what you heard during the campaign, except maybe the issue of Greenland and the issue of the Panama Canal. Aaron.
Thank you, Senator. What are your thoughts on President Trump's executive order to end birthright citizenship?
There's a lot of legal opinion both ways that would say he can do it or he can't do it. I guess since I'm pretty much want to interpret the Constitution by original intent, and in this particular case, the original intent only goes back to the Civil War, not to the writing of the Constitution. But if you read the history of the 14th Amendment, and it was to give citizenship to the slaves, not to kids that are born in the United States, one of two ways, by people that come here illegally to have the birth, or businesses that are set up in other countries where you can come to the United States for a tourist visit, just to have a baby and do it. So if you go to the original intent of the 14th Amendment, you should not have birthright citizenship. But, you know, that's 150 years ago, and there might be some court decisions that would modify that. The only one I ever hear reported is about some case of Chinese people in the 1880s or 1890s, but the children that were born to them, they were legally in the country at the time. So, you know, let's say it's kind of a toss-up, a toss ball, as they would say. Ethan.
Yeah, still kind of on the topic of the executive orders, I know a couple of them also included withdrawing the U.S. from the Paris Climate Agreement and also from the World Health Organization. I guess kind of what's your thought on those those executive orders, and do you see those as, I guess, kind of beneficial moves for the U.S.?
I would think that I would agree with the Paris Agreement. I would disagree with the president on the World Health Organization, but I do think that we ought to cut our funding back for the World Health Organization. And I want to make very clear to people listening to your radio station that anything the World Health Organization does can't have any influence in the United States unless Congress decides that it should have be the opinion of our Congress. In other words, the World Health Organization can't apply to the United States unless Congress approved it applying to the United States, either by statute or by confirmation of a treaty. Aaron.
Thank you, Senator. What are your thoughts on President Trump intervening in the ban of TikTok?
Congress passed a law I voted for and the president can't change that law. And I think as of Sunday, TikTok must be sold or not do business in the United States. Ethan?
And then also, of course, kind of on the immigration issue as well, we know Trump has been calling for the mass deportations of illegal immigrants from sanctuary cities. I guess kind of what's your confidence, I guess, on seeing this sort of process, I guess, kind of going smoothly and obviously kind of getting the intended result?
Okay. I think it's a big undertaking. It needs to be done on a prioritized basis. And I think it should be done on a prioritized basis. In other words, go after the terrorists, people on the terrorist watch list. Go after the people that have a criminal record either in the United States or brought a criminal record into the United States with them. And then 1.5 million people that have been adjudicated that their reason for asylum did not meet the test of the United States law. So let's go down that order, and that's going to take a long, long time. Then let's see what else they might want to do. But one thing that bothers me when I hear people saying, if you're going to deport a massive number of people, it's going to hurt our economy. Well, if we deport terrorists, it's not going to hurt our economy. If we deport people that are criminals, it's not going to be hurt our economy because they won't be working here anyway. And 1.5 million people that's been adjudicated that shouldn't legally be in the country, that can't hurt our economy. And you've still got another 10 million people working here. So I think it's ludicrous to hear statements, if we have deportation, it's going to hurt the economy. Aaron, your last question.
Thank you, Senator. What are your thoughts on former President Biden's preemptive pardons that he issued right before leaving office?
It'd be wrong for me to criticize them when Biden did exactly the same thing, including 15 minutes before he left office, pardoning his family and pardoning anything that maybe they haven't been charged with yet that they'll never be charged with if they did something wrong. So it'd be wrong for me to criticize Trump when Biden did the same thing. And I think you have to realize Biden's pardons from the standpoint of pardoning a son and other family members for maybe crimes that they could be charged with that they can never be charged with now is very unprecedented. At least Trump is pardoning people who have been convicted. Okay, goodbye.
Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Senator.
Thanks, Ethan and Aaron, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.